happy and wondrous Friday. Sebastian Blick, fade to Blick. Always. Always fade to Blick. And if you can't fade to Blick, run headlong into it screaming. You know. Gorgeous day. Absolutely beautiful. Right now it's 51. Beautiful, clear, crystal clear blue skies in Spring Vegas. You know, the only problem with that is we live in a bigoted bullshit community. That's the only problem I have. It's a beautiful day outside, but unfortunately, where I live taints the entire situation. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Just saying. Do you want to hit me up? Any of the normal places, my normal chat rooms, and my normal, you know what I'm trying to say. My normal chat rooms and my normal broadcasting positions. Sebastian.Blick1 at Facebook. Sebastian Blick on Twitter. And I'm trying to fix this. Or hit me in the BT chat room or in the CS chat room. Hanging out, doing that thing that I do. Coming up with news, headlines, any of the craziest shit that I can come up with. You know, that's the good part about what I do. I don't fall under the auspice of the FCC. You know. So, how's everybody doing? I hope you're doing as well as I am, because it is Friday. Just keep that in mind, always. If there's any question about whether your day or, you know, whether your day is going to be good or not, just look in the mirror and tell yourself, it's Friday. Because Friday negates all bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Just my opinion and how I look at it. Most of the stuff that I say is my opinion. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I do what I can. So, wow. Wow, they've got, the Kardashians got cousins, and they're coming out of the woodwork. So it wasn't bad enough that we had the rest of them, and we've got one that's trying to turn himself into a girl, which is fine. I don't, you know, have a problem with that. I just think he makes a really unattractive girl. I'm just saying. As a guy, even if I was bi or gay, I'd have a hard time bringing myself to work that over. I really would. It would scare me, I think. And from what it looks like, the cousins are just as hot. I mean, they may be annoying, and they may be just completely off their tree, but they're pretty damn hot. But that's kind of how it goes a lot of times. You've got, you know, the girls that are really, really hot are psychotic. Well, that's a generalized term. My wife's beautiful and everything. Well, okay, I correct myself. She is psychotic sometimes. You know. 713-955-0395. That's the number. You have the number. You have the technology, a.k.a. a phone, with no party line. And you know how to operate said telephonic device. So use the damn thing. And for those of you who are catching the show on archive, I appreciate every single listener that I get. But I also appreciate phone calls. Even if they're just to say, screw you and hang up, that's funny. That's good radio. I'm okay with that. I really am. I don't mind a good fuck off and hang up the phone. That probably hurt. I'm sorry. I try not to yell. I worked on the sound gear last night and woo boy. Yeah. I worked on the sound equipment because last night's show went from bad to stupidly wrong and out of bounds. And I don't know why. Because all of the settings that I have for the system were exactly the way they were supposed to be. That's what I found so strange. Because I was looking at it and it was like I was just temporarily insane. No, I'm not temporarily insane. I know my wife would disagree with that. She'd say temporary. Yeah, it has to stop for it to be considered temporary. You know? And if it doesn't stop, then chances are it's a permanency. Does that make sense? Makes perfect sense to me. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of squirreled up. But that's okay, aren't we all? Because really, in the long run, the world is one large pack of screwed up people. We truly are. And I don't mean to say that because the way that it sounds. Most people take that and they go, "Oh my God, this guy is just like the biggest ass and he doesn't like anybody and he's just trying to be mean." No, that's really not the case. I'm just being honest, for one, that most of the world, 95 to 98% of the world, is about as jacked up as it can be. It's true. I mean, I'd like to say that that's not the case, but look around, you know? If you can, you know, take a look around, check it all out, I guarantee that you will look at it the same way I do. I just do. There really isn't any other way to say it, but yeah, you'd say I was right. And if we were laying money on it and a bet, I'd be walking away with your cash, son. That's what I'm saying. I had somebody that wanted to assist me with the show. And I sent back an email and I said, "Yeah, sure. I'll go with that. I can dig that. I'm all good with that shit." So hopefully he is currently listening to the show and might even give me a call. 713 713- 9550395. Oh my God. I tell you what, the past week, my sleep patterns have been so screwed up. I feel like I have been in a internment camp and been kept awake for like 3 days. It's true. It's very true. I feel like I have been kept awake for like 4 days solid. But I haven't. I've slept a little, very little, but a little. And that, you know, that's pretty much all I got. I've done what I could to try and get some sleep, and my wife rags me relentlessly about it. She says, "You got to get some sleep, because if you don't, you're going to be one of those crazy people. You're going to be running around and you're going to be talking to yourself." Well, that's pretty much what I do anyway. Well, I guess I'm fucked. You know, it's one of those deals. Yeah, you can't get much crazier. Once you get to batshit crazy, you can't get much crazier than that. Stark raving lunatic, maybe. That's usually when there's going to be violence and shit like that. You know. So how about this Bobby Flay divorce thing? I've heard stories. Now, I don't know how true they are because I'm not in, you know, Mr. Flay's inner circle. But from what I've gathered in talking to a couple of people, actually, there are a couple of people I know that kind of run with those people because I've been in the restaurant business, well, 90% of my life. So I've gotten in, you know, to know some people. And there are some people who run in those circles. And they said that he, by nature, is a very aggressive man. He just is. And I, you know, I can see that. You can kind of tell by watching the way he works, the way he operates. He's just very staunch. Seems very stuffy and staunch. But he and his wife, Bobby Flay, has decided to file for a divorce. And the prenup is a big deal. They've been married 10 years. Apparently, the couple separated about 3 weeks ago. This is all coming TMZ. So it's fairly reliable. I've seen some, you know, places that isn't very reliable. But these guys seem like they got a pretty good idea what's going on. So 3 weeks ago, Bobby and his wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, separated about 3 weeks ago. They signed a prenup in 2005. Okay? And they're told that it favors Mr. Flay. Well, why wouldn't it? Because the man's a chef. He works for the Food Network. He makes a really good salary. So I'm sure that, you know, he CYA covered his ass and went about his business to protect himself. Because that happens. There are people out there who will take advantage. And, you know, when you're a star like that and you have to worry about it, then that's the smartest thing to do, is make damn sure that you've got your ducks in a row. So they have no kids together, and really it's just about property. It's really about property, and that's it. So she is extremely unhappy with the prenups. There aren't any real hardcore deals. You know, there's not any hardcore detail on what they've got, you know, as a prenup, but it's bad enough that she is super hot and hostile pissed. So, and it's all about property, and the dude's probably got a pretty substantial piece of real estate property wise and cash. I mean, shit, the dude sells pots and pans with his name on them. He, you know, does the shows. He probably produces a third of the shows on the Food Network. So he's making bank, and he's going to be making bank for a long time. So, yeah, his wife, ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, the bitch he's getting rid of, whatever. There's so many different things. And who knows? He may be an asshole, but it may be one of those situations behind closed doors that she is a raging bitch. Really. Because my first wife was in the out and out, seemed like a pretty nice lady. But you get her behind closed doors, she turned into a whole different person. And really, it wasn't so much just a beat your ass, freak out type stuff. She's just very non-demonstrative with her affections. How's that? Is that what I'm... Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's... No. And see, now we jump over here to this. Mom is not happy with Dad throwing down the gauntlet and saying, I don't want my kids eating this toxic shit they call McDonald's. Okay? Well, Mom is sneaking the kids to McDonald's. Once a month, she takes her two kids to McDonald's for an inexpensive breakfast or ice cream. And they call it their sneaky meal. bitch, please. You are training your children to be liars. Why would you do that? Why? That makes no sense to me. Because as a parent, your job is to raise your kids with the respect for both parents, respect for elders, how to behave properly in society. I won't go into the what's normal, what's not normal, because that is a whole new ball game with me, and I argued with my parentals about that one for many, many years. But you don't teach your young kids to lie, to be sneaky, quote unquote. Even calling it a sneaky meal, you're putting yourself in a position to train these kids to be liars. Why the hell would you do that? You're just setting your kids up for failure all the way around. It really it just doesn't work for me. And you know, what's going to be sad is when daddy finds out about it, and all of a sudden this turns into a full-blown, knock-down, drag-out, eye-clawing, cat-scratching war and divorce. Are you willing to put your kids' mental stability for the rest of their life in jeopardy to eat shitty food? What? Okay. Well, all right. That just goes to show you there are some people that just should have not been allowed to procreate. Wow. Yeah. And McDonald's? Come on, give me a break. You want to give your kids something inexpensive to eat? At least give them something inexpensive that tastes good. That really, if I was going to try and train my kids to be little liars, I sure as hell wouldn't be teaching them to be little liars because of that shit. God, please, let's use our head. Go on, get up there, little one, my little empress. Come on, get. You're right in the middle of my car. There you go. I don't need cat butt in my face while I'm trying to do the show. You know better, you silly goose. Yes. Everybody knows that sees my page, Sebastian.Blick1 on Facebook. You know as well as I do, if you have any contact with my page at all, you know that the princess, as we call her, Princess Lucinda Raven Fu, she is pretty much the big cat daddy mama of the house. She runs the show, and not one to be screwed with, that's for sure. She takes her job seriously as the chief cook and bottle washer of the house. She does a pretty good job of it. She raised a good kid. The Lucanus is a good boy. I've always thought he was a good kid. I'm going to take a break just for a couple minutes, play a little tune on the radidio. I think I'm going to start off with Green Day today because it is Friday. It's the trees are starting to green up. It's looking pretty outside. You're listening to Fade to Blick. I am Sebastian Blick, 713-955-0395. Stick around.
Now it seems that I am out here on my own.
If you don't live in a bigoted, racist, semi-backwards place. Yeah. And they say that we're supposed to be nice and civilized and calm, and because it won't do anything if we all get crazy and freak out and be pissed off and all that good stuff. You know what? Fuck that. Fuck that shit. I don't have to tolerate somebody being an ass. Why would I tolerate somebody being an ass? Especially if they're being an ass to exclude another person. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. It really doesn't, because why would you do that to someone just because of what they, how they feel? It's like saying you like peanut butter and jelly on your sandwiches, so that means I can't like you. What? How ridiculous is that? It really is. To be that. That stuff went out in the 50s. I really would have thought that people would have gotten the idea that that theory of being against someone else because of how they believe, how they feel, how they think, would be something that went away when we figured out as a culture that intolerance does nothing. Intolerance and bigotry does nothing, really, except polarize, divide, and cause chaos. When these people come up and they basically preach this kind of hatred, you're basically just putting a divisive wedge in any kind of productive human relationship that anyone could ever have. You know? And that to me is sad, because we're training a whole generation of people to think and do the things that we just got a society somewhat fixed, some years to fix it. But now, all of a sudden, these people are saying, oh, it's wrong, it's an abomination, so now we have to penalize and berate, belittle, and discriminate against these people because of how they feel. Not because of what they look like or the color of their skin, but going deeper into that of how you feel, your psyche. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. As an intelligent human being, therein lies the key, in my honest opinion. True intelligence would dictate that you would look at the situation and go, oh, these people aren't doing anything to me wrong. They're not causing me any problem. Most of the time, they're more respectful. They're more courteous. Better. They dress better. Okay. So, these people are so wrong just because of how they feel. That makes no sense. I've been floored by this since that repeal vote took place on the 7th. Or what was it, 7th? Monday? I think it was Monday. I think it was. I can't remember. Because I was so pissed off that I basically forgot everything that was going on beyond it. I really was. I was just pissed. I thought it was... And they're going to have a demonstration, you know, this weekend to say, really? Come on, guys, wake up. We're not going to just roll over, walk away, and play dead on this one. Now, maybe, excuse me. God, I am really hoarse this morning. What will happen is what was going to happen up north, but the governor got smart and said, I don't think I'd better do this, because if I do this, there are a lot of big businesses, conventions, and things that are going to bring millions upon millions of dollars in state revenue. Aside from the fact that really the state should not dictate, your sexuality. The state shouldn't have anything to do with your sexuality. Not even an inkling of it. That is totally dead. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, I know. Religious leaders are the cause for 99.99% of the wars that have ever happened on the face of this planet. You know, and I saw an article yesterday that NASA has come out saying that within the next 10 to 20 years, they think more than likely they're going to find extraterrestrials. I hope for our sake that they don't look at us. I hope we catch them off guard, we see them, and we don't attract attention. Because I know if I was an alien leader, I would take one look at our world from the outside, and unless we were just a totally warring, ravenous, savage group of extraterrestrials, I would look at this planet and I would say they're very odd. very, very odd. I don't know why that happened. It doesn't normally disconnect me. It doesn't normally drop. That was very strange. And I hope it doesn't happen again. Otherwise, I may have to urinate or something. Freak out. Trip out. But no, I would not want to be an alien leader and see our look down on the earth and try and figure out if I want to go and visit this planet, because I wouldn't. I would not. I would say these people are violent, aggressive, bigots. They don't, if they don't understand or know what you are completely, whole, totally, then they will be against you. They will try and hurt you. It's truth. It's just truth. And that really is, and it's sad, because 90% of the human race basically puts that stock into it, that we're completely the creme de la creme, top of the heap, you know? I don't get that, and I really do would try and I wish that I could go and make some kind of great grand oratory to make a difference in the way that people think. You know what I mean? I really do. Because if I did, I would travel around like Gandhi and just go and just tell it. Because it's just silly. It's stupid. I need to oil my chair again. Damn. So during my little not sleep last night, that thing that I do that I resemble sleep but I don't do, I got to watch one of the Top Gear guys, James May. He is now doing what's called unemployment tube. He's cooking instead of doing his, you know, talking about cars and stuff like he does. He's now teaching people how to make shepherd's pie. And it was so funny because to hear a gearhead try to do this was fucking ridiculous. And he wasn't doing it with any kind of production help either. It was him and his little cam. And see, you had a browser crash too. That's really strange stuff. I would have to agree with you on that one, Mr. X. I really would. I think it is probably a situation where they know that there's something there, but they don't know how to break it to us because we are, you know, we're humans, and in mass, humans are scared, violent people. We really are in groups, especially when we don't understand something. We turn into this lynch mob, freak out, pack of wild dogs. You know what I mean? It's true. Yeah. So, you know, large groups of people are dangerous. They really are. But if you get enough alcohol in them, well, there again, you get enough alcohol in them, they get more dangerous or stupid, depending. Just don't put a beer pong table down in front of people and give them too much to drink. I've seen way too many college guys take a freaking swan dive into the middle of a ping pong table just to watch it crash. I'm just saying. Wow. So who thinks this 19 kids in count? I never watched the show because I thought it was the absolute stupidest thing. They've had another one? Did they have another one? Or was it the kids? It was one of the kids. I'm sure that's what it, yeah, it's the kid. That's all right. They're just gonna go off and like have 100 kids too. You know, it makes you feel old when you're a grandpa. Never underestimate the stupidity of people in large groups. I don't know. I just don't know. I lost my train of thought there for a second. Again, it's that whole not sleeping business. I'm a prime example of why you should get 8 hours of sleep. Really. It's true. Here we go. Ew. No. All right. No. Time for U.S. parents to reconsider the acceptability of infant male circumcision. I don't look at a lot of dicks, but I'm telling you this. Mine is fixed, and the ones that aren't, ew, they look strange and spooky. Like, there's the alien life forms right there. They're little funky looking tube worm things. They say that it's good in several ways because, one, you're cutting out several hundred thousand nerve cells, nerve receptors, in just that little swath of foreskin that they cut. Two, they say that it is a protective situation. They also say, in doing some studies, now I don't know how reliable the study was, but the stuff that I read on it when I saw some stuff way back about the pros and cons of circumcision, that most men, they said, who don't get circumcised have larger penises than the men who did. Now, I'm not bragging on myself or anything, but I'm doing okay in the junk department. I don't know if I'd want to be walking around John Holmes in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. And there are a lot of girls who just don't like it. I mean, really. I've talked to a lot of girls that were basically their statement is, if it's looking like that, I am not touching it. Hey, that's your deal. It's your gig, sis. You know, if that's the way you feel about it, then you go right ahead. You know, I'm not gonna fault you for it for sure, because if I was a chick, I wouldn't do it either. You know what I mean? Actually, they say that it does make your stamina a little bit increased. There were some bonuses to it. Bonuses? Did I say bonuses or bonuses? I think I said bonuses. I could have said bonuses. Bonuses? Sounds like a weird situation. A bonuses? Excuse me, nurse. I have a bonuses. That's right. Genetics and the bad doctor. That's exactly what it is. You can always blame, that's right. You can blame that two pump situation on your doctor. I would. I'm sorry that never happens to me. Well, it does happen to me, but it's my doctor's fault. The doctor that did that when I was born, it's all his damn fault. It's my mom's fault. Blame it on your parents. It's what everybody does. Blame it on your parents. They are the ones that make the decision. You're not old enough. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus. So what you're saying is that you're all right there? Good. Glad to hear it. I'm not going to say prove it or anything, for sure. For damn sure. But, you know, I think that it really is. It's one of those situations that you don't have a choice. You're basically set up. You're set up with the situation, you know? And if you don't it's one of those deals that you really just don't have a choice. And if you did, you'd have to wait until you were old enough to get it done. And from what I understand on that deal, is that is one of the dumbest mistakes you can make. Because that's what's funny, is they're cutting off all that sensitive shit. And they're saying that you don't remember it. I don't know about all that, because that kind of trauma being, put upon my male member, I don't give a shit if I am newborn, 3 weeks old, 7 months old, 15, 110. I don't give a shit. That is going to cause a permanent mental scar. Somewhere in your psyche, you're going to be going, oh, I don't know why, but I have this real aversion to steak knives. I think the steak knife's coming to get me. 713-955-0395. It's the magic number. No, the magic number is 72. 69 with two fingers. Never mind, that was rude. I know, but that's, you know what? That's my whole gig now. I've decided that I'm taking it upon myself that I am the bad boy of broadcasting. Howard Stern, go home, lay down. You ain't got nothing. You got nothing on me, cat. And if you think you do, you better pack a lunch and bring about five friends, because you're going to need it. You're going to be there all day. I have every intention of becoming that. Even if I have to torch his car, I think I will. I think that'll be my first duty as the official bad boy of radio, that I'm going to just walk up in the middle of broad daylight, I think, maybe, and just Molotov cocktail Howard Stern's car. Then walk off, just laugh. Thanks. Had a good time. Had a great time. Be back next week. Well, it's just one of those things. I don't know. I think it'd work. I think it would gain me a reputation really quick. Don't know what kind. Probably bad, but hey, I don't give a damn about my bad reputation, as Joan Jett says. Wow. We've gone over some really strange stuff this morning. Circumcision, weird shit. I could go, I don't know. I've been dealing the, trying to do it the best way I can. I'm working on now, if anybody's got any great ideas or suggestions, short of doing what the guy did with his pizza joint, and, me going out and basically, saying I need, I need $25,000 for equipment. That's what I want to do, is put up like a GoFundMe page and see if I could actually get any kind of, resource to put the studio together. It was together at one time, but over the course of years, a lot of the equipment has begun to show its age. It really has. And I can't help that. I mean, that's just age. That's just the machines. I brought one back, like, from the dead. It was like Shaun of the Dead, man. I didn't think it was going to work. I was swearing up and down, and my wife looked at me and she said, "You're crazy. You're out of your tree, bub. You're trying to bring back a machine that absolutely should not be running." And you know what? I proved her wrong. Thank you very much. IT professional at its finest, all over it, man. I was proud of myself. I was cock of the walk when I got that shit done. I thought I was impervious to any kind of harm. Well, it's true. It's because I was. At least until my Superman cape fell off. My underoos are too tight. Damn. Thanks. Wah, wah, wah. Oh. Yuck. Yeah, I don't think that the idea of a vasectomy scares the fuck right out of me. And I've always said that you're going to have to put me into the land of the unconscious and or deceased before I could do it. Because stainless steel in my testicles, I don't think they're ever supposed to meet. At least that's what I was told. Stainless steel and your balls should never come into contact with each other. That means no rubbing of the kitchen utensils on your nuts. It's true. Aside from the fact that people don't like that shit. You what? I rub my wang on your steak knife. Sorry. You okay with that? It's like those people that always, you know, you always hear the stories about the perverted couple that plays around with the fruits or the vegetables and shit, and then, like, their relatives come over to have dinner, and all of a sudden there's a cucumber in the salad. I know how I am, and I know there is no possible way on this planet Earth that I would be able to hold a straight face the entire way through dinner. No way. I would be laughing hysterically. I would. They would have to basically, you would have to basically excuse me from the table and let me go sit in the bathroom until dinner was over so I could laugh my ass off. It's true. Whether it be a fruit, a vegetable, an inanimate object, candlesticks, candles, the cat, you know. Ooh, I don't like to judge, but man, I tell you what, I'm looking out the studio window and that is one of the ugliest fucking dogs I've ever seen in my life. Wow. And it's not supposed to be an ugly dog. That's the thing. It's not one of them Chinese crested ugly mutt dogs. You know what I'm talking about? Shit sticks up all over them. They look all fucked up. That dog is not supposed to look like that. And it does. Ew. Sadness. Man. And I didn't even get a chance to see the owner turn around or walk towards me, but they always say that you look like your pets or your pets look like you, or it's one way or the other, but you guys look alike. You know, the pet that you're supposed to have, the perfect pet, is supposed to look like you, which is really surprising because I have two black cats. Not saying I'm black, but if you've ever seen me in person, doing a show, doing a gig, whatever, you know that my standard traditional dress when I go on is black on black. Black pants, black shirt, black shoes, red and black striped socks, and whatever scarf and tie match together. Those are the requirements of my dress code. It's true. But, you know, it's really kind of ironic that my standard dress is black, you know, solid black, and black cats. It's true. I love black cats. I've always loved them. I've had a couple of black cats in my life. And the two that I have now are the coolest fuckers I have ever met. Sebastian, my namesake child, is part Maine Coon, but he's black. if you look at him in just the right light, you can catch kind of a tan, you can catch kind of tannish lines in him. But he, one, doesn't meow, he chirps. He chirps and warbles. He doesn't make a meow, and Maine Coons do not have the ability to meow. They have tufted ears, which he has. He looks like a little old 90-year-old man with just tons of fur growing out of his ears. They have tufted feet, toe pads. When he runs across the linoleum, if he's going too fast, his fat ass goes three quarters of the way across the kitchen, and all you hear is him hitting the door. Just that simple. And I always lean over off the couch and go, "Hey, fat ass, did you hit the door again?" And he looks at me and glares at me because I swear to you he knows what I'm saying. He does. Because he will turn and look at me with this drop-down head like he's looking over a pair of glasses. Oh, Bengals are pretty cats. I'd love to have them. They say they're very, very high maintenance, though, because they're very high energy. They have to have a lot of climbing, a lot of, you know, space to run. They're very, very... they're a higher maintenance cat. I have Sebastian, who is very long-haired, and Lucinda, his dear bride, is a slick... she's a domestic short. And she's a tiny little girl. She's just a little princess, and she knows it. She gets anything she damn well wants. She does. She gets noms whenever she chooses. If I even say the word, she just turned and looked at me like, "Oh, it's time. Is Daddy going to give me noms? Daddy going to give me the nomins?" And I say, "Yes, I will give you noms, but it won't be until after the show. Because they're not up here. They're downstairs. My little Henri princess." She's also a polydactyl. And then for those who don't know, polydacts are extra toes. She's actually a rarity in among the polys, in that most polys don't have symmetrical toes. Normally they will have five or six on one paw, and the normal on one, or one extra on the other and two on the other. She has perfect little mittens. When she walks through flour on the floor, or if she was to get out in the snow, she would leave perfect little tiny mitten prints. It's so cute. I keep trying to get her in one spot so I can paint her little feet. I can paint her little feet, and so she can make little paw prints for me, because they're just cute as fuck. Yes, and she's talking because she knows we're talking about her. It's funny as hell. 713-955-0395. The studio line. That's where we are, who we are, and what we do. And I'm going to leave you for just a couple of minutes, give you a little bit of a break, and... I'll be back. Stay tuned. Give it a holler. I think I just had a Linkin Park gasm. You're listening to Fade to Blick, the Friday Fastball. Sebastian Blick kicking it with you for about another, just shy of a half hour. Oh my goodness, goodness. I'm telling you what. Do 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 do. Here's the statement of the absolutely obvious. Dr. Oz says low magnesium causes muscle cramps. No shit. Really? Where'd you get your doctorate from? Cracker Jack's box? Smart guy? I haven't taken a day of fucking med school, and I know that. You twit. I think that Doc Oz, he's gotten popped a couple of times for less than, I would call it less than doctorish practices. His research was a little flawed and or pushed too quickly. He's put his thumb stamp of approval on some shit that turned out to be a little squirrely. I don't know. I just think Doc Oz, I just have never really trusted his goofy shit. I don't know. Oh, wow. Whoa. So NASA had a plan in place since Nixon of what they were going to do if an astronaut died in space. Well, he wrote a memo. He had an old memo that was written in 1969. And all it said is a very poignant statement. Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will now stay on the moon to rest in peace. Huh. Very poignant. Very, very, that's good. Tricky Dick had it going on. Pretty smart. That's pretty crazy. Well, it's one of those situations you do have limited resource, limited space, and limited ways to take care of the situation. So what do? Wrap this guy up in a foil blanket, strap him to the outside, and fly around with him on there for a while until you get ready to come back and then put him in? No. I don't think so. I think they should do what the Navy does. They should put him in the country's colors, have a ceremony, open the airlock, pop him out into space. But then, you're going to be that little alien that's cruising around in your little spaceship, and all of a sudden, poof, then you got to go home and tell mom and dad, I hit something while I was out driving your spaceship. I thought it was a bird or something, but it was big, and it had a big helmet. Try explaining that one to mom and dad alien. I hit an astronaut on the way home. It dented the spacecraft. That just cracks me up. It's a somber thought, but at the same time, it's one of those situations that you have to think about. And I guess, we don't think about it as earthbound misfits that we are. We don't have to think about those things. But I'm sure that there is a big, there's a whole chapter in the book. In their book. I don't know. Yeah. So they sit around and they play basically hypothetical, guess what? This, what would you do in this case, and why would, how would you take care of it, and that kind of shit. So basically, they've got an idea what they're going to do, but they want to just basically throw as many weird scenarios at people so we can figure out they're going to freak the fuck out. He just dropped dead. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I come up with some weird shit. I'm just saying. You guys just have to hang with me on this because the mentally unstable not don't necessarily have a pattern. Oh, that's funny. I crack myself up sometimes. And I guess it's probably a good thing that I crack myself up because it doesn't seem like I crack anybody else up. I don't know. I don't know. I think I need to put a flash up. Hang on. Here we go. This will match my. This was. I don't know. Yeah. How about no? That one? No. Let's do this one. This was actually sent to me by one of the Blickomaniacs. He said this reminded him of me. And I thought it was kind of funny because the picture that I took yesterday afternoon was basically that identical picture, only me with skin and a hat and glasses on. Yeah. 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 It's true. It's true. I'm just saying. No, they would send, Air Force people to wherever to tell whoever that somebody dropped. They're not gonna make a phone call. I don't think that they have that they're untactful. I didn't want to read that. That's not good. Oh, in the a I'm not gonna want to see the Age of Ultron now. Because Jarvis dies? Oh, man. No. Jarvis is cool, man. Well, that makes a whole lot of stupidness. Jeez. Oh, no. A handful of goldfish were dumped into a lake in Boulder, Colorado, 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Now think about this. We know pretty much close to how fast fish reproduce. And in 3 years, what do you think they did? How far do you think they got? Out of a handful. You got a handful of little fish, and you think, they're going to get thrown in this pond and the bass and the crappie and anything else that's in there is going to eat those little fuckers, right? Apparently not. They number in the thousands now. So you're out there, yeah, I'm going to catch me some bass, and then all of a sudden you come home and you've got a little goldfish on a stringer. How was your fishing trip, honey? I caught a goldfish. I'm cool. I don't think I'd be going fishing again for a while. Well, yeah, but these are goldfish, like little dinky ass tiny goldfish. The little ones. Not the big ones. Not carp or koi. My parents had koi, and good grief, they were as big as the cat. Our cat would come up. We had two of them, and they were big kids. They were outdoor cats, so they were good-sized, scrappy kids. And they would go up to the edge of that pond and look over the edge, and I'm telling you what, those fish, those fish basically would either come up directly to the top and just stare at them, or they would just swim halfway and, you know, out to the middle and just sit there and look. Hey, how you doing? I think goldfish are smarter than we give them credit. There, I saw a news story a couple days ago about a goldfish that has to have at least 20 seconds of petting a day, or he will go up to the surface and circle until he gets it. Is that not crazy? They need to train him to, like, jump, do something really cool. You know? It's true. Oh, I think I need to play this before the show's over. 713-955-0395. You're listening to Fade to Blick, the Friday Fastball Edition. Or the Friday Fat Bottom Girls Edition.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out? Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round. We'll be right back.
song too. I'm musically fickle. Sebastian Blick with you for about another just shy of 15. I hope everybody's having a kick-ass Friday. I really do. It's Friday. Why can't it just not be kick-ass, you know? Regardless, you know? Even if you have to work tomorrow, so what? It's still Friday. You can just claim it as Friday and be, it's good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Short girl problem number 305. When your capri pants touch your toes. Wow. Oh, my God. That's funny. Yep. Okay. I'm just thinking out loud. And I think things get funnier with me as I get tired. I think it really is. It could be something really not so funny, and I'm just kicking my ass laughing, you know? It's going to be interesting when Google and Amazon figure out how to do drone delivery. Because I think that the Taco Bell delivery campaign will, pardon the pun, take off if they figure that out. Because think about it. My wife and I were talking about this. You take your credit card over the phone. Transaction's already complete. You get the address. You put the GPS coordinates into the drone, okay? You already have the food paid for. You put it all on the neat little drone. You hit the coordinates, and you send it. So I think that would be pretty nifty, very George Jetson-y, and pretty cool, you know, because you order whatever it is, whether it be stuff from Amazon or stuff from Taco Bell, and you pay for it, and it's like, kind of like Domino's, you know how Domino's has their little pizza tracker thing, right? So you put your card in there, you got your order placed, you check out, and then all of a sudden the little bar comes up there, the progress bar, and it times out and says, it guesstimates from the point of pickup to the point of delivery and knows how fast the drone flies, or approximately, minus crosswinds and headwinds and such. It can tell you approximately how, you know, when it's going to be there. So, or you could have it text you when it's 5 minutes out. So you basically order whatever it is you want, pay for whatever it is you want. It all of a sudden goes into flight and then ends up magically on your doorstep or in the neighbor's lawn within a certain period of time. There would have to be some kind of a setup in place so that if for some reason there was a storm or some punk kid shot your drone down with his, you know, Red Ryder BB gun, you would have some kind of recourse, you know, get your money back, get your stuff redelivered, whatever. So I'm sure, you know, there'd be something in place. But Taco Bell is trying to figure out how long a taco would stay crunchy, how long a burrito would stay hot. There are different things that they have to logistically work out as opposed to Amazon, which is sending hard goods, you know, that are just sent, you know. It's not a big issue. They just put it on there and go, ding, done. You know, I thought that was it's just an ingenious idea, and I know that that's probably what they've been working on for a couple years, because as soon as drones came out, I'm sure that some egghead at Google was just faunching to create this really cool system so that they could deliver their goods. And I really do believe that at some point they'll have it figured out. They'll have the drones to where they're extremely, that's right, the delivery drones are the cover for the spy drones. Now, the spy drones are, the spy drones. Now they're making those so small that they will come into your house like a fly. They'll look like a bug because they already have those. They're working on military drones that are the size of a fly, so that they can just. That would be my thought, that, you know, that people would do that. But if you make it fly high enough and fast enough, people aren't going to necessarily, unless they're sitting on their back porch just waiting to plink a drone. I don't know how many people would be doing that. Because, you know, the product, whatever it is, if that drone comes down hard, chances are that the piece of equipment or whatever it is you ordered, it ain't going to be worth a shit when it hits the ground. You know, but again, you know, you'd have some kind of a recourse that, you know, you could report it to Google or to Amazon that your product hasn't received yet, and they would know where the drone was or where last coordinates were and things like that. They'd have ways to prove it. You know, they'll come up with it. They will. They'll do it. It's true. DARPA. DARPA's got, they come up with some crazy shit, man. I watch the History Channel and the Military History Channel, and they come up with some wild ass shit now. Some ray gun. He's got a ray gun. And they do. They've got a ray gun. They're working on ray guns. They're working on sound generators that will, like, basically incapacitate you. Really? Unless you get hit with it, and then you're crawling around on the ground, grabbing at your face. Ah, my brain. My shit hurts. And he blasted me with some fucking ultrasound. Now I don't know whether I'm having kids or I can't think. Oh, goodness. Nah, I don't think I will. Nah, we're too close. Well, yeah, let's do one more. Just for shits and giggles, because I'm doing it that way. I've switched around. I'm doing some play arounds on it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's funny. Oh, yep. This is in honor of my absolute love of my life, the lovely and talented Empress Ba. She is. She's my bad girlfriend. Stay tuned. Be right back.
My girlfriend is a big magnet.
just shy of three left in the show. Sebastian Blick, Fade to Blick, the Friday Fastball. You can always get the Lady Ba and myself at Buzz with Blick and Ba on Facebook. Please stop by, say hi. Like our page, bring friends. The show page is for everybody, and the show is for everybody. So get a hold of us there. You can also get a hold of me, Sebastian.Blick1, on Facebook for my personal page. And you can get a hold of us also on Twitter, Sebastian Blick. Whoa, mind blank. Again, always get your 8 hours of sleep, really. Get your 8 hours of sleep. It's good for you, damn it. It'll help you with your lack of foreskin problem. So, with that being said, or as Jeremy Clarkson says, on that bombshell, now, as I say, as Sebastian Blick says, until next Monday, when we do it all again, you've been listening to Fade to Blick. I am Sebastian Blick. Have a fantastic weekend. Love your neighbor, because you never know who they're related to. Have a great weekend, everybody.